Y'all ready for this?
Yo, it's your man, Brother Red, coming at you with another episode of No Vultures. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into one of our favorite rappers of all time, most underrated, but he's definitely not underappreciated. And we are talking about the D.O.C. in his solo debut album that came out in 1989, No One Can Do It Better. Now, let's set the stage for 89. I'm going back. I like to do the knowledge with hiphopgoldenage.com. If you haven't checked them out, peep them out. They have great reviews on albums, and they really do the knowledge, and they do it well. So now let's check it out. Top 10 for 1989. So let's check the competition that the D.O.C. was looking at in 89. We had Boogie Down Productions, Ghetto Music, The Blueprint of Hip Hop, EPMD, Unfinished Business, Cool G Rap and DJ Polo, Road to Riches, Beastie Boys, Paul Boutique, De La Soul, 3 Feet High and Rising, The Ghetto Boys, Grip It on That Other Level, Ice-T, The Iceberg, Big Daddy Kane, It's a Big Daddy Thing, The Jungle Brothers, Done by the Forces of Nature, LL Cool J, Walking with a Panther. A lot of people thought that was one of LL's weaker albums. I actually enjoyed Walking with a Panther. I like that Going Back to Cali. You know, Biggie took that one. But there was also some other joints on there that I enjoyed as well. I want to say Brenda's Got a Brand New Bag might be on that one. Third Base, the Cactus album. So this is some of the top albums that the D.O.C. was competing with in 1989. So as we do, go get your drinks, go get your popcorn, go take a whiz if you got to go take a whiz, if you're on the road, get locked and loaded, or if you're just sitting down and chilling, get you something refreshing to drink, and we're going to come right back and we're going to get into the D.O.C. No One Can Do It Better.
One, and it comes to two, to the three, and four. Then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay the lyrics on the top like a rug. Make it sound smoother, let I make a dub. Enunciate well, so that you can tell. I am not illiterate, no, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm take you. Shake it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you escape through. Going like a gnat, don't be a punk. And I let it play cause dress ain't funky enough. Rasta. Smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the funk and do the mix so the bass will never fade. Ship it to the station in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others think I'm bitching. No crowd can avoid the D.O. to the C. One of P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-G on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a court. So here is my conclusion. You will enjoy the fusion, and I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's tough, and it's not a buff, I think I'll let it play, cause players say it's fucking up.
And so that was It's Funky Enough. And so that's just a little bit from that. Now, let's go into the track listing for the D.O.C.'s debut album. Now, the D.O.C. was born Tracy Lynn Curry. He's from Dallas, Texas. the DOC was part of a group in Dallas, Texas, called the Feli Fresh Crew. Now, these cats ended up doing some stuff with Dre, recording some material. I think Dre, believe, let's look at it here. And we're getting our info from Albumism. And so we want to make sure we give them their props. And so Albumism reports that the group recorded numerous songs produced by Dre while Dre was in Dallas visiting, doing some DJ stuff. And so while he was there, one of the songs that they recorded ended up, it was a solo joint that the DOC did, and ended up on NWA's 1987 album, which was a bit of a compilation album called NWA and the Posse. And the song that the DOC had for his solo was Toughest Man Alive. So he ended up relocating out to Los Angeles, hooks up with Dre. DOC has been known, and he's going on record saying, you know, most of his life, his adult life, he spent, you know, living with Dre. Now, let's get into the track listing for No One Can Do It Better. All right. We have It's Funky Enough, Mind Blowing, Lend Me an Ear, Commercial Blues. We hear Michelle A on Commercial Blues. Let the Bass Go, Beautiful But Deadly, The DOC and The Doc, No One Can Do It Better, Whirlwind Pyramid, Commercial 2, The Formula, Portrait of a Masterpiece, and The Grand Finale. Now, as we go through the track listing, some of the highlight tracks that I really enjoyed off of this album and really show the versatility of the DOC. And that's one thing about this album that heads remember in 89, because we already saw or we heard the top 10 albums of that era. Okay. And as you can hear from that era, you had a whole lot of different sounds going on. You had cats like the Beastie Boys. You had the Jungle Brothers. You had Big Daddy Kane, right? You had Ice-T. You had BDP up there, EPMD, right? So, you know, you had De La Soul, you know, not to mention Short Dog, Too Short was out in 89. The Ghetto Boys. So we had a variety of sounds to listen to versus what we're listening to today, particularly what's on the radio, which is a lot of watered down gangster music. And that's really what it is. It's just candy ass, popified gangster music to keep people dumb and keep you in a state of where you don't think about anything. And that's one thing that music should do. It should make you think. All right. Hopefully, you know, it'll make you look inside and see how you might be able to get better, or at least try to, you know, make your little patch of grass a little bit better where you are. You ain't got to be a world beater, but you know what I'm saying? You can at least tend to your own garden. And that's the one thing that, you know, as I, you know, ranked off all those records that we just talked about and those artists, you had a variety. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have just one thing that just keeps getting filtered down, watered down, and sugar-coated into basically numbing your brain. So anyway, I digress. So as we look into the track list, let's listen to Mind Blowing. And then I want to get into Let the Bass Go. That's one of my favorite tracks on this album. As I told y'all in the intro, Dr. Dre put his foot into this album. This is one of his best produced albums. I would say probably this one and also Living Like Hustlers by Above the Law. And those are actually my two favorite Dre produced albums. And so let's check out Mind Blowing. Then we're going to jump into Let the Bass Go. So let me pull up Mind Blowing.
This is serious business. Zip, 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 zip
the doctor.
Y'all ready to get hyped or what? We're right about now, the doc and
the doctor.
This house in the set, center stage, pumping it just like this. A little something for the brethren with intellect to truly understand it. It's like a message from the one who's getting candid. Making a mark on the strength with rhyming like nothing. When you're pumping, something that's bumping, did it? Cause it's like I had to make one better than the last one. Close a mistake, none. But something new was needed in the mix to make it as lethal, so lethal that I would think you couldn't be made to invade certain areas. No other jurisdiction, but that was fiction. As you progress and you're enlightened, and the better you're writing by never biting, you're exciting to the crowd, club, congregation, a gathering. Homies in the street, they'll be picking you OG. Smooth, wordy example of how I'm living. My kitten is prime, pumping records that'll blow your mind. I would have been down with rock, but I'd be broke by the punk. I'm opening up my trunk to reveal death. Living it up, my life is like a story. Yelling it, cause somebody else is telling it. Checking it, always getting paid, cause the rap is sort of a twist between what you needed and what I mean. What I mean by twist, now you gotta listen. Never a song in a negative, cause I'm a part of what you've been missing. So in total, this is one of the many styles of an artist. Hard it may be, but not my heart, it's just a portion. Cup of salty water in the ocean. Rocking it was the notion, this means I needed a potion. So I asked the doctor, D-R-E, could he comply? Looking at me with a grin, he shrugged his head and said, why would you ask me a question? Knowing you knew the answer all the time, I make the records, you can hear us at a blow their mind.
That was mind-blowing, a little bit of mind-blowing. And as you can see on that track, the DOC is giving you flow for days. So not only is he mixing in dope lyricism, the dude is just switching up cadences, and he's bringing in really that Iggy. And I really need to go back and do the knowledge, at least from my recollection. I don't remember hearing Dos Effects back in 89, right? And but we're already seeing some of that Iggy. We're already seeing that. And this is 89, and this is the DOC. And see, this was the flavor that he was bringing that was a little bit different. And he mentions this, that, you know, he was definitely influenced by the top lyricists of the time, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, LL Cool J, you know, Cube. Now you have a cat like the DOC who's got these influences, but he's still got his own originality. So he's blending, but then coming up with something new, something that is his own. And that was the beautiful thing about the DOC, because he was that bridge lyrically where he could be on some hardcore shit. And we're going to hear that a little bit later, where he definitely can hold his own and then some with the top gangster rappers of the day, but still give you this lyrically. Now, we heard Mind Blowing, a little bit of that. Let's get into one of my favorite tracks, because Dre, like I said, he really puts his foot into that one. Now, before we do that, let's back it up. We're going to go to a break real quick, get refreshed, listen to a word from our sponsor, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to jump into Let the Bass Go. Yo, No Vulture, send a big shout out to the fellas at Let the Film Speak on Facebook. Go check them out. Our boys, Willie Jack and Chop, doing the knowledge every Wednesday. All your football NFL needs. Check them out. Let the Film Speak. Big shout out to Agent Zero for the beat. Take that.
Together we witness one of the most delightful in our time. So let the bass go. Now it's gotta go a little bit lower than that, Dre. Drop it. Now it's gotta go even lower than that. You know why?
Why?
You've been denied. Although you tried, so I've been a vein to make you fall like a tide. No disappointment. Cause my beetle soothes like an ointment. Suckers with static or protein get smoked like a joint. Flint ignites the flame. I mean, I burn like a lighter. Go with a hip-hop crew, cause I'm a writer. Then he go a great, take a stand, then we'll see. P in chronological order, starting with D. A rap introduction, a sucker's destruction. Yeah, a rolling ball once I started conducting. The lyrics were the maximum, I stated for facts in them. Just never tried to break, no one, I quack some. Murder in the first degree. Occurs only when dealing with the D, O to the C. I'm like a whirlwind pyramid. And I'm letting you know I get ill when I hear the bass go. Yeah, that's the sound, and you know it's down, but you know why?
Why's that?
Cause I've been around, and you've heard the sound of the doc and the new style that I found. It's quite unorthodox, but still facing enough to make you dance. So I picked up the pace and let it ride like a cyclist. And see it showing the end that I'm the mightiest. And that I'm lyrically inclined to make you wanna step to my time. The beating the cut to this rhyme. Do a show, and I'm good to like a Geo. Never getting skeezed, I mean it's like a N-O. Happiness to me is like a positive cash flow. So I let your ear cold here when the bass go.
Down. That is some of Dr. Dre's best production. I love how he mixes in the different sounds. We're going to hear coming up where he even brings in the Beastie Boys. Kick it on the one. Kick it here. So, yeah, you know, Dre really, you know, on this one, this is hip hop. This isn't the overly luxurious stuff that he has, you know, been known to present, which is fine. You know what I'm saying? Because it sounds wonderful. But this right here, this is hip hop. And when you listen to it, you just get that feel. You know, I just feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, some albums are just quintessential when you say hip hop, and what does it mean? And this is one of those albums, and Dre definitely put his imprint into the genre here. The other stuff that he did is for his musically, that's rap. And there is a difference between rap and hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And we've talked about that before. All right. This is hip hop.
Hip, kick it over hip.
Now I think it's about time.
It feels the beat.
Drop that
what?
Bass.
I bet.
I don't wanna.
Stop.
don't y'all miss that? I'm sorry, I missed that. There was a time I wouldn't listen to a rap song or a hip hop song if it didn't have no scratching in it. What happened? You know what I'm saying? What happened to the technique? Let the DJ speak with techniques. You know what I'm saying? What happened? You know, now everything is, you got your blicky and your stick and your pipe and your Draco and your switch. Everybody's a killer, 24/7, 365. Doped up on dog food. And that's supposed to be what's cool? Okay. Okay. I hear you. That's what's cool.
If I do, you might lose it. I made this record for you to jam, so use it. Kill the treble, pump the bass, and then send the suckers on the block into a tailspin. Roll by, booming like a nuke bomb. I know the pressure on your ears, but say come. After you pass, though, you better turn it down some, or else you're gonna put a dent into your eardrum. Success relies on the individual. I'm so successful when receiving a residual. But as for you, you all should know when I say let's get hype, I'm letting the faith go. Now that's the way it should be done. I know that's on the one, and that is fun. To see a sucker standing weary, and Curly's on the tip standing near me. The bass was the topic, so I dropped it, added some dope lyrics, and then I locked it. On track 24 and a machine, to make you move on the hip-hop scene. Queued up Drake, and I knew that he would know. But on the one, I would let the bass go. Because a dope jam is what I gotta make. I make it rattle, cause you love it when it vibrates. The D, the O, into the C must cause pleasure when showing you my ability to inject on a set mass enjoyment. This is to ensure definite employment. When I hit town, yo, you'll know. Crowds will roar and you'll hear the bass go. Yeah, yeah.
So that was Let the Bass Go. Now, here comes the tragedy of the story. The DOC suffered a tragic car accident shortly after his debut album. And so, in this tragic car accident, he ends up injuring his vocal cords to the extent to where it dramatically changes his voice, dramatically changes his ability to be able to spit these dope-ass rhymes that you're hearing. So, in 2022, we've only really yet to heard the DOC at his best on one album. He has another album, Helter Skelter, that came out, I want to say, around when Death Row was doing their thing. Is he was also a writer. He followed Dre to Death Row. You know, wrote extensively, wrote and helped write, you know, a lot of the hits that we love that came from the Chronic and Doggy. I don't necessarily say Doggy Style, but the Chronic. I think he may have had some writing credits on some of Pac's stuff with All Eyes on Me. Everybody was throwing in and pitching in projects. When Pac hit Death Row, that they was working on everything went into Pac. So that's not no secret. But yeah, the DOC, man, he contributed quite a bit to, on the writing side to, you know, help Dre and you know, Death Row and Aftermath and do those things. But he really only got to get off and shine on the microphone once. Now, some good news, it's really great news, is he recently had a movie that premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival. And you can look it up at the TribecaFilm.com. That's where I'm pulling the information from. And he has a feature film about his life. It's 94 minutes long. It was done by director Dave Kaplan. And I'm just going to read just this paragraph here on the TribecaFilm.com and what they have to say here about the film that is about the DOC. And I'll check this out. Director Dave Kaplan's directorial debut is a love letter, an inspirational hip-hop archive about the DOC, a master of the art who is more than likely your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. The film chronicles the life of the lyricist and producer who wrote for N.W.A. and Dr. Dre, co-founded Death Row Records. Remember, and people got to remember this, he was the bridge between Dr. Dre and Suge Knight, because Suge was actually working for the DOC, and the DOC got Suge connected with Dre. Got to remember that. No DOC, there is no Death Row. And he also mentored Snoop Dogg. He left his mark on hip-hop culture forever. 30 years after a devastating car crash that took his voice, the DOC is still struggling with his legacy as a rapper with the greatest cadence before West Coast rap exploded into popularity, and he considers surgery that might be able to restore his vocals. The DOC, this is the documentary, explores this risky decision alongside a cast of celebrities who reflect on his impact in their lives and in the world, from music to love to civil rights crusading. Now, I don't know about the love and the civil rights crusading. I know that he was in love, and I believe he was married and had some children with Erykah Badu. But that's that. So the DOC is getting his flowers, which is much deserved and well deserved. And so we're glad that he's getting his flowers. You know what I'm saying? And that's awesome. All right. And as we're talking about the DOC, let's look at some of the reviews that came out, you know, about the DOC. Now, here's one. This one comes from Time is Illmatic. And this is online, and you can find it at timeisillmatic.me. And they give some good information here. Originally, the DOC, when he was with the Feel Like Fresh Crew, when he was first coming out in Dallas, he went by Doc T. All right. And they actually give a good review of the album, and they go track by track. Now, we don't have time to go track by track. But here's one. One quick review that I'll give you, because we're going to get into this one and we're going to get into these two particularly. So I'll give you a review of these because we're going to hear these here in a moment. No one can do it better. The DOC provides an exhibition on verbal gymnastics, making a strong argument to back up the album and song title. Dre provides yet another stellar instrumental. It would have been nice to hear a Rakim DOC duet over a Dre instrumental. So this is this person's feelings about the song. And this is what, folks, you know, this is what we're trying to impact on you. The DOC was an MC of the highest caliber, all right? The highest caliber. And heads would have loved to see him particularly, you know, get with a cat like Rakim and collab. I would love to hear something with him and Big Daddy Kane. I think that would have been really, really dope. Also, let's look, check out the review that he has for The Formula. This was also released as a single. And like the other singles, this is a certified hip-hop classic. I definitely agree. Courtesy of Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues, Dre hooks up a smooth mid-tempo groove for the DOC to get the flip on. I agree. Now, this guy says hip-hop could use this formula today. Now, this is a review. He was reviewing this in 2011 as a retrospective. So even through the years, this lets you know how well No One Can Do It Better, the album, is aged. This is a certified hip-hop classic. This might be, and I definitely think this is one that flies under the radar of a lot of heads, because the DOC, he's not a one-hit wonder. Tragedy struck him. Some cats I consider one-hit wonders might be somebody like a Tone Loc or Young MC or Vanilla Ice, and no disrespect to those cats, but they had like one or two songs that drove one album. You know, you can't say Hammer is a one-hit wonder. Hammer had but two, three albums that was, you know, going gangbusters. You know what I'm saying? DOC, again, he's not a one-hit wonder. I don't, anybody that gets tragedy that happens to him like that, that's not a one-hit wonder, particularly because his pen was so lethal. And you see the work through his pen, that the stuff that came out through NWA and through Death Row, you know what I'm saying? So that solidifies his standing as somebody that definitely deserves his flowers as a legend in the game, right? Now another one we'll do a quick one review with that that we'll talk about and we're gonna listen to on the back end after we take this break. And this one is the grand finale. And it says, picking up where they left off on NWA's Parental Discretion is Advised, the same cast is invited back to spit it verse, except for Dre, and over this live instrumentation. Cube set things off with a strong verse, setting the bar extremely high for the other parties. Ren is surprisingly easy, and he postulized that Cube wrote the verse for him. Turns in solid verses, but Cube's bar isn't cleared until our final host finishes things off with the final verse. This is how the grand finale should sound, making a perfect ending to a nearly flawless experience. What I will add to that, and I'm definitely going to say, because I don't want to play, you know, and get into too many of the cuts on the album, because you need to listen to it for yourself and do the knowledge. But I will say I agree with what the gentleman who wrote Time-Zomatic, .me, you can check it out online. I agree wholeheartedly. This is a nearly flawless album. There's maybe one song that I don't know ages really well. It's called Beautiful But Deadly. Stan the Guitar Man, you know, he does his thing, and they rock out on that song. But some of the content in this PG era particularly may not go well, but then again, it could, because this is thought culture out here, for real. You know, let's not fool ourselves. You know what I mean? It's just making it okay for, you know, both men and women to be thoughts, really. So, but so you can interpret that, women, you could take that as impairment for yourself, you know, and flip that if you listen to the song. But definitely for men, it's an age old song. And so you have to peep that one out. That one may not have particularly aged as well as everything else on there. But for that time, you know, it was actually, I think they was trying to do something similar to Run DMC, because that's the thing with DOC. When you listen to the album, you can tell this guy's really trying to hit all corners. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to hit everything on there to really show his versatility and his lyrical dexterity. And so, the song is called Beautiful But Deadly, and that's it's a rock song. He just happens to be rapping, but it's a rock song. So check that one out. And, you know, send us a line at novultures1.gmail.com and let us know what you think. Or you can go to anchor.fm. You know what I'm saying? Go directly to our website there, or go to Spotify and check us out there. And, you know what I mean, shoot us a Vine. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up and let us know what you think about that. About that song, it's called Beautiful But Deadly. But anyway, like I said, I definitely agree with his synopsis with the grand finale. It was the perfect song to wrap up an album. So we're gonna check that out, and we're gonna hit on the formula, and we'll check out No One Can Do It Better and Whirlwind Pyramid when we come back after this break. So go ahead, get locked in, go to the restroom, freshen up. Hit us back on the flip side. This your man, Brother Red, doing the knowledge.
No one can do it better. No one can do it better. No one can do it better.
Here he is, the poet. Listen to, so ask not a question, not to be taken as a simple suggestion, but a warning. To whom it may concern, if balance is the key, then I think it's time you learn. But there is not the problem, so leaders are acknowledged, I don't follow them, I turn it to another degree.
And from the D-O to the C and growing like a tree and causing much destruction. But there's a question, complimented much? Yeah, but never blushing hard like a criminal. And I'm subliminal, in my own right it's dope cause I'm original. Folk, yeah, unmistakably so. When the vocals are done, then you know. It's all a matter of setting a date for America's most complete artist. But wait, make sure you keep the facts in mind. Don't mess with the great, cause the dogger like a nine with a voice telling you the bullet's direction. I'm talking murder, but that's another section. I need to explain by keeping my composure. That the jerk and a sucker when he knows you're nothing but a villain, and that you'll kill him so he's in fear. But ain't no need in spilling your guts to a nut. No, I am not your equal, meaning your equivalent. I'm more like heaven and I got it together so clever no one could sever. Remember this forever.
No one can do it better.
All right, Whirlwind Pyramid. Now, let's get into the most radio friendly song on the album, and it was, as we mentioned before, an interpolation of Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues. Is a big tempo song, and it was called The Formula. So let's check it out. Let's hear a little bit of that.
High energy, full with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge in the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact together better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of mind of what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, the into the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the stage whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read E equals a D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born to her equals an artist I won't be born. What is that, Dre?
It's the formula.
So that was The Formula. Now we're going to listen to the song that ends it all for the album. That one is called The Grand Finale. You get Ice Cube, you get Ren, you get Eazy-E, and you get the DOC finishing up. So let's check that out, The Grand Finale.
Check this out. We've come to the last and final record. This is Dr. Dre in full effect, and we're gonna kick it off a little something like this. We got my Mellow Yellow Boy on the drum. We got Stan the Guitar Man dropping the rhythm. We got L.A. Dre on the keyboard. And I want the whole posse in this motherfucker to rock on this funky-ass beat we finna drop, all right? So Ice Cube, you the early bird on this motherfucker. Run it.
Picture a nigga that's raw. Amplify his ass, and what you see is what's saw. Motherfuckers I'll slaughter, blow him out the water. Word to me. Fuck the father, my mentally is deadly as a pin in a hand grenade. 5 seconds before you get played, you can't throw me. I'll get you a blow up. Ever see a sucker scattered to make you throw up? Then I take advantage, you can't manage to get up. All you can do is sit up, I get lit up. Hit up Ice Cube, tear shit up like a dude you can bet on. Collide like a head on collision. Stutter stepping is an incision of a nigga saying exactly what I vision. Because I'm gone, you think I left you all. But I stand your ass like cholesterol. When I blast, I'm solid ass Alcatraz. And if you escape, you better swim fast, cause I'll catch up physically and mentally. And the capital punishment's the penalty. Sit in the electric chair, grab a hold, pull the switch, your body twitch, your eyes explode out your skull. Cause being dull on the floor is a N-O. Niggas didn't know that I can go off and show off to throw off the law. Turn, take 10 spaces, then draw. What's left is a motherfucker dead in the alley. Ice Cube is the shit on the grand finale. Yeah.
All right, right there. As a last song, kick off. I'm going to give Cube, since he set that motherfucker off with the last verse, I'm going to give Cube a good solid B+ on that one. You did your thing, Cube. You did your job.
I was funky, but now we need the motherfucking ruthless villain to speak, so kick it.
The grand finale, yours, my turn to bust. So let weak motherfuckers turn to dust. If you're weak, it ain't your fault. Just take a kick in the ass and get turned into a pillow of salt. And niggas that fight me just to taste me. I make the punk motherfuckers buckle up for safety. And those that don't, they caught from the flash. And shoot like a bitch when he's caught in a whiplash. Giving a pain cause I'm urgent. Rearrange the motherfucking face like a surgeon. And ain't no excuse for the torture delivering. Till thinking I scared you, I can tell that you're shivering. Lyrics slaving with an X and not a G. I said fuck the police joke, so not after me. I
Rewarded by the law, so I stay low. Representing the pimp while bitches making my toe. In a different stage, I must have went on a rampage. Me and the doc always hit the front page. For one, the feeling is stepping up to the shelf. And when I enter the party, niggas shit on themselves. Man, for what? Maybe cause I'm red. And when they clean up the shit, yo, they do it again. So fuck it, sit back cool and relax while we easy. Buses of facts, kicking the ground for.
Okay, now Ren, I'm gonna give you a C, man. I've heard better Ren. I've heard better Ren.
Now, yeah, y'all know what time it is. Easy motherfucking E's in the house doing damage.
They made it easy for me to come off like the enforcer. Mass murdering motherfuckers in the course of an everyday situation where I was stalked by. Fuck a car, I do a motherfucking walk by. Easy E and the D up to the C in. Run house and yo, there be no disagreeing. Cause if there is some, you're feeling staticky. Then I'm arrested.
For what?
Assault battery, never outdone. Only outdoing. Love of the bitches and leave the hoes move ruined. Why? Cause they're addicted. To them addicted. The pleasure of pain, the wing dick inflicted.
Yeah.
They never forget what's done and fed by Easy. The name of a cop and hardhead. Cool, but local like Loke never broke. Cause it pays to be ruthless. This is why I do this. I don't give a fuck about fame. I'd rather deal with a number than a motherfucking name.
Word.
Give me pen and then rap. Cause all the other bullshit without money ain't jack. Easy, but not that easy to deal with. Especially if you're popping bullshit, the E-A-Z-Y into the E. Expressing the thought on the motherfucking grand finale.
Yeah, that shit was funk. Last but not least is the motherfucking D.O.C. This is your album, so that means you definitely gotta get funky, so run it.
Swinging, singing, a brand new rap on a rhythm, concocted by my homie in the back end. If it makes you giggle, it must be kinda funny, but to me it's kinda cool.
Tell him why.
I'm making money, tripping up the man with the swift hand movement. Proving if you're grooving, then it's cool when he be doing it. Taking a second for me to blow your mind, cause I'm the diggy diggy doc, and I would've been down with rock, but I was smart. The D.O. took the D.O. in the formula. It's rough for me, it's funky enough for me, and you can't ever listen. Nothing else. To listen, D-O-N-T-M-O-V-E-O without permission, fuck. But D-O to the C, I'm just better than the normal man. And I'll be demo for sucker can never complete with the elite. Much less beat, it's like dancing with two left feet. Never smile when the doc is in the room. Or I'ma send your ass right to the temple of doom. I got wrong when I came to Cali. Now I'm with N.W.A. on the motherfucking grand finale.
Yeah, that shit was stupid death. But right about now, we gotta send a shout out to everybody that helped put this motherfucking project together.
I gave Cuba B plus. I gave Ren a C. So we're looking at like what, a B minus. Easy. I don't know who wrote his verse, but Easy did his thing. Dre, you know, apparently, you know, they say the word is Dre punched in, you know, his verses. So hey, good punch work, Dre. Because E did his thing. That's a B plus right there. So you got two B pluses and a C. So that gives us, you know, a strong B. And we heard that last verse by the DOC, baby, and I'm giving that an A. So the verdict on that one, the grand finale, it was the grand finale. Actually, I'm going to give it an A+. So I'm going to give this song a solid A. A little misstep with Ren. Easy. Smooth that over. And the DOC did his thing. So that's the grand finale. That is our review of the DOC, No One Can Do It Better. Thank you for joining us. This is your man, Brother Red, reminding you always, do the knowledge. Peace.